T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm not sure Tomlin thinks Russell Wilson still got it. He's given him the pole position. He's using a NASCAR or auto racing term to talk about where he is on the depth chart. But even in that answer that we just played, he's talking about how Wilson being number one in March benefits Justin Fields. Justin Fields can pick up the tricks of the trade. Justin Fields can learn what it's like to see how a veteran quarterback goes about his business. It's about how Russell Wilson helps Justin Fields. It's not naming him the number one quarterback because Tomlin, I didn't hear him say objectively, I think he's the best quarterback on our roster. He didn't give that answer.
Nope.
Makes it sound like it's the NFL, not for long, for Russell Wilson here. Russell's a savvy guy. He's probably got all kinds of hanger-ons and people like that that are listening to everything that gets said about him by people like us and especially the coach.
You think he's trying to motivate Wilson or send a message to Wilson?
I just don't think he can help him. No, I don't think he can help himself with Fields, Chris. I think the bottom line here
don't
is
you think most Pittsburgh fans agree with him on that, though? Like, if they're ranking between the two, Fields is the one. It's limitless potential. It's all those things he brings in theory. Granted, the losses and the wins don't look like what you'd want them to look like. But I think most people are looking at the shiny object, and that's Justin Fields.
You know how there's the F, Mary, kill game?
Yes.
Kenny got killed. Russ, I think, is the F, and I think Fields is the Mary. I think he looks at Fields as the
long-term
guy that he's going to be in a long-term relationship with. He likes Russell Wilson. He loves Justin Fields.
I think Mr. Right now could be Russell Wilson, but I think Justin Fields is Mr. Right for Mike Tomlin long term.
I think he learned his lesson 2 years ago. At least that's what I'm hoping I'm going to derive from that answer. That not having clarity in the depth chart in the end was not a good way. It was a way of alienating people like Mason Rudolph, really. And then you alienated Mitch Trubisky 3.5 games in because he thought he was more secure as their starting quarterback based on how the situation was handled in minicamp, training camp, and
the
preseason.
And by the way, you alienated Kenny Pickett in a weird way because he felt like he was thrust into a bad situation to actually take over at halftime of a game with no first-team reps.
And you alienated him because he saw how those other two quarterbacks were treated and probably read the writing on the wall and said, I'm next. They're going to jerk me around now.
Yeah, not for nothing, like whether or not I think he deserved or any of them really as players deserved any kind of better treatment than that or preferential treatment. I do think the other notable thing about this, and so far as, yeah, number one is what you mentioned about Fields, I do think Mike is taking pains compared to what he has done in the past to try to, like, say, this is what this is right now. And furthermore, both of these guys are acutely aware of what the situation is. I have made it abundantly clear to both of them what the pecking order is. I don't think that's an accident that he mentions that.
He talks about what he likes or what was appealing to Russell Wilson the same way he talked about Kenny Pickett. It's about intangibles. It's about things that are more regarding his professionalism, his preparedness, his business-like approach to his job, the way he attacks his job 12 months a year, those things. And then when he talks about Justin Fields, it's like, oh my God, what can't that guy do? Look at the talent. Look at the potential. Look, there's so much meat on that bone with this guy. It's a night and day difference.
There's one key thing, though, I can't let you omit there. When he does talk about Russell Wilson's intangibles, occasionally he veers into he knows what it takes to be at the very top of the mountain.
Yeah, he goes to the body of work well. He's done it before.
Right. I think that's pretty significant because the big problem with Kenny, the big problem with Kenny was he would say the guy works unbelievably hard and there was no body of work in the playoffs to suggest that that was relevant.
I hear you, but like that's also the same speech he gave you with guys that they brought in last offseason who didn't pan out, like Allen Robinson and Patrick Peterson. Like, look at their body of work. Look what these guys used to be able to do.
Don't look at their actual bodies on the field. Look at their body of work.
I mean, I really think that Mike Tomlin...
Peterson was okay, by the way.
I think that...
Okay.
Well, does he have a job right now?
Maybe less than okay.
Thank you.
Fair.
Mike Tomlin, I think, was talking himself into Russell Wilson as their guy like we were. Here's what Russell Wilson... Look at these numbers in Denver. Look at the 26 touchdowns to 8 interceptions. Look at the way he got jobbed by Sean Payton. Oil and water mixed there. Payton was demanding one thing. Russell Wilson not equipped to do it anymore. Not going to work.
Didn't take a pay cut.
Their loss, our gain. Exactly. $1 million.
Do you think he looked at Russell Wilson originally as a way to just give Kenny Pickett a one-year breather, basically, or maybe a half-season breather and reset his batteries, recharge his batteries? He hadn't closed the book on Pickett, but he felt like he needed a change in the immediate term. And that was how he first looked at Wilson.
I think he wanted somebody. I think they were honest when they said they wanted somebody else because they were done with Trubisky and they needed another quarterback. And they were open to Rudolph, but they were also open to the idea of someone coming here for $1 million and let the chips fall where they may, the whole time knowing that if you get Russell Wilson, he gets the first swing at it because of everything Tomlin talked about today, what he's done before, his experience in the league, et cetera. So I think, like, to answer your question, you're putting pros and cons up, like doing what they're doing with Justin Fields, or claiming that they're doing Justin Fields, where he's going to watch right now and not start, doing that with Kenny Pickett, yeah, that might have been something that they liked. I don't think that was the number one reason why they brought in Russell Wilson. See, that's where I think it's different again. Before Pickett got pissed off, when they brought Russell Wilson in, I don't think it was about how does this make Kenny Pickett better? What does this do for Kenny Pickett?
How does it make the Pittsburgh Steelers
better? Yeah, but I think with this Russell Wilson answer, you hear that Tomlin, he can afford to play the long game, Chris, because he's got more job security than any coach in the NFL. This whole discussion about would Tomlin start the season with Justin Fields? Well, if he was a coach who felt like, if I don't win this year or find our next franchise quarterback, I could get fired, he might do that.
Or he could look at Fields' win-loss and say, maybe I should go with Russell Wilson to play devil's advocate.
Sure, but I'm saying he's making that decision through that lens. By the way, you know what I mean?
Yes, I agree with you on that. You know what else it tells me? This idea, the way he's talking about Wilson and Fields here, this idea that the Steelers are really gung-ho about a long, multi-year extension with Wilson seems, again, to just not be real to me if this is how he's talking about it. Like, the whole situation, I mean.
Yeah, like, who would they
if
rather...
If he's talking about Wilson as he can help Fields with all of his attributes, then it doesn't make sense that they'd be talking extension with him already.
Absolutely not.
You know what's the other thing?
He's in it for the long haul.
No.
He wants to be in it for the long haul with Fields.
Of course. Well, wouldn't you? Like, I don't think you're saying this from...
Wouldn't I? Yes, but that's not... You say that like...
It's not unanimous.
That should be everybody's answer.
Yes, it's not unanimous.
Obviously, it's not because he got traded for a 6-round pick.
And Poles is on record as saying, like, I was surprised by how few people wanted him.
You can absolutely fashion an argument that Tomlin is riding with two quarterbacks who most football people think are lousy at this point.
It
Russell Wilson's
be lousy.
Washed,
yes.
Exactly.
And Justin Fields might never be good.
And it's the light bulb to play the position in full is never going to go on for Justin Fields.
I think that
Fields.
There's at least a 50% chance that both of those things are true. But I'm more saying, like, doesn't it make sense he would want to be with Justin Fields long term? The guy's younger than Pickett. Of course Mike Tomlin wants the guy for the next 10 to 12 years. The best case scenario with Russell Wilson, if he is closer to Seattle Russell Wilson, is that guy maybe lasts that way for 2 more years. And that's means he gets back to that point in the first place.
So bottom line for me here is I think we see Justin Fields sooner rather than later. Do you guys agree?
I actually am not there yet.
No?
I'm not there yet. Because I think, I will say this, I think his respect for what Russell Wilson has done in the NFL means if Russell Wilson goes out there and looks like a new man, you know, taken away from the Sean Payton and we want you to take a pay cut environment, I genuinely believe Mike Tomlin's going to let him do his thing, because what does Mike Tomlin say quarterbacks are judged on? The same as head coaches.
Win-loss record.
And what has Russell Wilson done in his career?
He's
ultimately
won, but then why the hell would he want Justin Fields when the guy's 10-28?
Makes a different case there. What a great quarterback sometimes have to do, lose first.
Donnie, 30 seconds to put your two cents in on this one.
Well, just to go off that, I've had the thought about Justin Fields when it comes to what people always touted with Kenny Pickett and the win-loss record. I think Justin Fields will soon be a good example of why the team and organization mattered a whole lot more than what people wanted to give credit. Like, I think once he takes over and he ends up going better than 500, just like Kenny Pickett was able to do, I think it'll paint a better picture, a more clear one to people that, oh, okay, maybe they were winning in spite of Kenny Pickett, not because of him. And this team's going to finish better than 500 no matter what.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.